This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Donald Trump says he is considering issuing an executive order to add a citizenship question to the U.S. Census.
I just spoke with the Attorney General. We have a number of different avenues. We could use all of them or one.
Trump says he has four or five ways for his administration to add the question to the census. The Supreme Court has already ruled that the government's reasoning for including the citizenship question did not meet standards for a clear explanation. The deadline for U.S. government lawyers to give a reason for including the question on the country's 2020 census passed earlier today. U.S. employers sharply stepped up their hiring in June, adding a robust 224,000 jobs. That's considered an indication of the economy's durability after more than a decade of expansion. The government sector was a major source of hiring, adding 33,000 jobs in June. Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition and protest groups reached an agreement to share power during a transition period leading to elections, setting off street celebrations by thousands of people. Reuters' Emily Withers reports.
It could mean an end to a standoff that has seized Sudan. The Northeast African country's military and civilian leaders have struck a deal to share power for a span of 3 years. Thousands of people came out onto the streets to celebrate the news. The two sides held talks in the capital Khartoum for 2 days. They agreed to rotate power between them, set up an independent technocratic government, and launch an independent probe into the deadly violence of recent weeks. Talks restarted after a month-long pause and a bloody crackdown by the military.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. From Washington, this is VOA News. A new UN report accuses the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of extrajudicial killings and of repressive measures aimed at neutralizing political opponents. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Michelle Bachelet, the UN human rights chief, says perceived political opponents and human rights defenders are subject to threats, smear campaigns, and widespread abuse, including torture, sexual violence, killings, and enforced disappearance.
Excessive and lethal force has repeatedly been used against protesters. My office has also documented excessive use of force in the context of security operations by the Special Action Forces, with multiple killings mainly of young men.
Bachelet warns Venezuelans will continue to flee their country in unprecedented numbers if the abuse does not end and the dire economic situation does not improve. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Responding, Venezuela's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, William Castillo, says the government flatly rejects the criminal accusation of massive human rights violations against the military and security forces. A bomb went off in a car near Turkey's border with Syria on Friday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters three Syrians inside the vehicle were killed. Erdogan saying the findings at the moment indicate that it was linked to terrorism. The blast happened close to a local government building in the border town of Rehanli. India has unveiled plans to ramp up foreign investment and meet its ambitious goal of growing into a $5 trillion economy by 2025. The Indian finance minister says India must invest heavily in infrastructure, the digital economy, and job creation. She says the government will consider liberalizing some sectors such as insurance and more. Thousands of mothers and residents rallied at a park in Hong Kong's Central District on Friday night to protest against an extradition bill that would allow people to be sent to China for trial, many saying they were there to support the young protesters. The rally organizer questioned Hong Kong government leaders.
There's no negotiation, there's no discussion about it. It's either behind closed doors or no meeting at all. This speaks so well about the attitude of her government, which is, I'm going to tell you what to do, you either take it or leave it. And I think this time, Hong Kong people are saying, we will not take it.
The gathering was the first since a violent protest on July 1st when protesters stormed Hong Kong's Legislative Council complex on the anniversary of the city's return to Chinese rule. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
It's VOA. 1.